On the second episode of The Black Apple Reads, we read When Angels Sing, the story of rock legend Carlos Santana. When I first grabbed the book, I thought, okay, great, another biography. But boy, was I wrong. Not only does this book feature the diversity within the Hispanic or Latinx community, but it showcases social justice within the timeline of Carlos Santana's life. It's a great book that I highly recommend you read in person, simply due to the mind-blowing illustrations by Jose Ramirez. Alas, let's begin. When Angels Sing, the story of rock legend Carlos Santana, by Michael Mahin, art by Jose Ramirez. When you were born, your tía abuelo called you El Cristolino, the crystal one. She thought the light of angels shined through you. Your father wanted to name you Geronimo, after the brave Apache freedom fighter. He was proud of his mestizo blood. But your mother, as always, had the final word. Carlos, your father, like your grandfather before him, was a traveling musician. You missed him when he went away. You missed the soapy smell of the maja on his skin and the smile in his eyes. But most of all, you miss the sound of his violin. When he was home, people would crowd the square to hear him play. It was a sound that filled the world with magic and love and feeling and healing. It was a sound that made angels real. You wanted to make angels real too. First, you tried El Clarinet. But the buzzy reed was too fussy for your nose. Then you tried El Cornero, grandfather's instrument, but the brass was too bitter for your lips. Finally, you tried El Violin. You scratched and squeaked and practiced so hard your tears stained its wood. But it would not sing for you, not like it sang for your father. There were no angels when you played. Not yet, at least. When I am good enough, they will come, you thought. To you, life in Notalán de Navarro was escondidas. Hide and seek, played beneath the mesquite trees with your brothers and sisters. It was the plop-pop of a red ripe mango. The croo-croo of a chachalaca bird. And the bubble boil of pozole on the stove. On special days, it was biznaga sweets made from cactus and alfajor, a kind of cookie made with dulce de leche. But life without running water and electricity was hard. And when the nipple sting of the chinches and pulgas became too much, your mother sold everything and took you to Tijuana. Tijuana wasn't much better. Sure, there were fresh tamales and chiles relleno and the orangey pipián and chocolate like mole. But Colonia Libertad was still the ghetto. And you were still so poor. Soon, you were dressed like a charro and playing tu violin for 50 cents a song. La cucaracha! Bésame mucho. They said, tourist music, you thought. But it was a way to make money. So, your father forced you to learn more songs. Mozart, Brahms, polkas, boleros, gypsy music. You must put your heart into it, he said. You could not. This is not the music my angels want to hear, you thought. This is why they do not sing for me. Your mother knew you loved music, even though you hated the violin. One day, she took you to Palacio de Municipal Park, with its bustling walkways and chiming carts. You had the blues before, but you had never seen how the music was made. You had never seen someone play la guitarra. At least, not like this. The hair on your arm stood up. An angel's breath, you thought? Your father was away as usual, but your mother sent him a letter. After saving enough money, he sent home una guitarra. It was battered and bruised, beautiful. You found an old radio, you took your guitar and played it in a storage room in the dark, because that was the only quiet place in your house. You closed your eyes and let your ears lead the way, and you taught yourself to follow the plunk of el piano, and the bounce of el bajo, and the sway of el saxofón, and most importantly, the groove of la guitarra. You collected the ingredients and marinated your soul in them, and learned that playing the blues was not about the color of your skin or which part of town you came from. It was about feeling the music. You did not put your heart into it like your father had said. Instead, you let the music put its heart into you. Your family moved again. You liked your new house in San Francisco. You liked the running water and electricity. But riding the bus and going to school and making friends was hard. Especially because you didn't speak English. They said, car antenna? And you said, no, no, Carlos, Santana. They called you a chili bean eater and gave you tests you couldn't read and held you back a year because they thought you were dumb. So you ran away, all the way back to Tijuana, just you and tu guitarra. My angels will come, you thought, and they will tell me I am good enough. You watched TV and improved your English and learned how to respect a song and its melody. But no angels came, and you started to wonder if they ever would. Still, when your family came to find you, you did not want to go home. San Francisco was a mess of music, just like the jukebox at TikTok Burgers, where you worked. You washed pots and mopped floors and started a blues band and listened to Willie Bobble and the Beatles and B.B. King while the smell of Clorox burned your nostrils and tried to bleach your soul white. But you wouldn't let it. Just like your father, you were proud of your mestizo blood. Your brother was living in the Central Valley. He was a campesino, working in the fields. Like so many migrant workers, he suffered under the cruel gear crush of exploitation until Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta started fighting back. Si se puede! Si se puede! Si se puede, they said. Yes, we can. This helped your brother. And even though you weren't there, it helped you too, deep in your soul. If they can, I can, you thought. So you kept playing and practicing and searching for your sound. One day, you went to aquatic park. Las congas rumbled into your chest. There was magic in their beat, a breath, a breeze, a feeling. The breaking dawn of something the world had never seen before. And this tu toma, toca, toca, toc, tu toma, toca, toca, toc, was the beat of its heart. Maybe. This is the music that will make my angel sing, you thought. So you took the soul of the blues and the brains of jazz and the energy of rock and roll, and to that you added the slow heat of Afro-Cuban drums and the cilantro-scented sway of the music you'd grown with. There were a lot of bands in San Francisco, but none were playing music like that. There was something electric in the air, and its name, the Santana Blues Band. Soon, everyone knew who you were. Everyone came to see you. Everyone, except your angels. Will I ever be good enough? You wondered. You were getting too old to believe in angels anyway. And then the light was gone. He was gone. In the background, the bombs of Vietnam grew louder and louder. Suddenly, it was as if hate and fear had covered the world in darkness. All around you, the nurturing light of possibility was beginning to glow. Martin Luther King Jr. was changing the world, and young people like you were too. You were taking your hearts and coloring them open and making the world. But you knew music was light. You had seen the soul sound of your father's violin bring joy and hope. And you had seen it heal. So you kept playing. Even though hate and fear were telling you and young people like you that you didn't belong. Even though you didn't think you were good enough. Even though there were still no angels. The Santana Blues Band was big in San Francisco, but there in New York, at the Muddy Woodstock Music Festival, you were unknown, unsteady, and scared. But on that day, in front of more than 400,000 people you didn't know, you took the stage anyway. You looked out into the audience, hoping for a miracle, hoping for something to tell you that you were good enough, hoping you had been wrong to stop believing in angels. But there were no angels out there. There had never been any angels out there. You looked out into the audience, hoping for a miracle, hoping for something to tell you that you were good enough, hoping you had been wrong to stop believing in angels. But there were no angels out there. There had never been angels out there. And suddenly you knew why. You took the stage and you stopped looking out and started looking in. And at last, you heard your angels sing. Comprehension questions. Question number one. Why did Carlos Santana love music? Question number two. What role did music play in Carlos Santana's life? Question number three. What did the angels represent for Carlos Santana? Question number four. How did Carlos Santana feel when he moved from Mexico to America? What struggles did he face? Question number five. Why did Americans have difficulty pronouncing Carlos Santana's name? Question number 6. Why did the world go dark during the Vietnam War? What was happening during that time? Question number 7. How do you think Carlos Santana was influenced by civil rights? Question number 8. What did Carlos Santana learn about himself at the Woodstock Music Festival? Question number 9. Do some further research of Carlos Santana using books, other biographies, and the internet. Discuss your findings with your class and talk about any new knowledge you learned that wasn't mentioned in When Angels Sing, the book we just read. Question number 10. Find a song by Carlos Santana. Close your eyes and listen to it. Write down any emotions you feel while listening to the song. Discuss with others how you can connect through music. Thank you so much for listening. For printables to help discuss the topics in this book, go to my Teacher Pay Teacher store, The Black Apple. See you next time.